Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. With the Lord's help, we will conclude the message I've been sharing this week on having the mind of Christ. And as we look at and consider, if you've been listening to the messages, that it is our spiritual responsibility to have control over our lives. In other words, our spirit man should rule our soul and our body. And the soul consists of the will and the mind and the emotions. So it is possible to do this. Now, it will take focus and it will take attention, but the Lord will help us as we do this. In fact, God wants us to be in our entire lives to be in divine order, which is a, you know, it should be a symphony of balance and beauty and temperance. With no, the only thing excessive is love for the Lord. The zeal of the Lord hath consumed me, right? Even as Jesus. So as Christians, when you really think of it, we're to bring our bodies under complete control. Isn't that right? Paul talked about that. He said, I keep my body under, lest at any point I, having preached the gospel, should become shipwrecked. That there's a danger unless we practice what we know and what we preach, then we will suffer loss, that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. Whenever, listen to me now, this is important, whenever there's a lack of control in our lives, spiritually or physically or emotionally, we are out of harmony with God's economy, with God's divine order. You know, there was a great deal of prohibition under the old covenant about idols, serving idols. Well, we don't bow down to statues of, you know, gold or silver or bronze today, but we have idols nonetheless. And it's a very important thing that we examine our lives and to see if there are any idols in our lives. An idol is anything you value in a greater degree more than your relationship with God. And a way to determine whether it's an idol or not, see if you can do without it. Okay, there's some things like food and drink, you know, the necessities of life. But the point is, can you do without it? God's given us richly all things to enjoy. But many times we take our emotional frustrations, the deep needs of our soul for healing, from woundedness, whatever, and we take it out in idols that we think are harmless, you know, they may be good activities, could be sports, it could be, you know, work. Some people lose themselves in work. So that's just, you know, a little sideline there, but we need to be under control of the Holy Spirit. And so we've been focusing on how to take control of your thought life. And as you begin to think constructively, and not destructively, you will begin to see some changes in your attitude, how you go through the day. You're going to be happier. Jesus said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet or room, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father who is in secret, and thy Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6:6. Our conscious mind, beloved, deals with all of our contact, our proximity, if you will, in the physical world. It deals with all the impressions of that which we receive through our five physical senses, our sight, our hearing. We have the ability to actually retrain our thoughts. Otherwise, this would be an impossible request of the Lord. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. It would be something that we simply couldn't do. But we are able to do it when we are then When we've retrained our thoughts, we are then in harmony with God's creative power. And our lives, think about this, well, then your life, beloved, can become productive and creative and full of God's blessings, not only for your life, but to you be filled to overflowing so you can bless others, whether it's through a word of encouragement or joy or being used of the Lord in mercy or in the gifts of the Spirit, whatever, that or financially, whatever way, you can be a blessing. And so, bottom line, brother and sister, it's God's will for you to be in spiritual health. It's God's will for you to be in physical health. It's God's will for you to be in psychological and mental and emotional health. It's God's will for you to be in financial health. So why? Because God wants your needs to be met, and He wants you to also be able to do what your means enable you to do for the work of His kingdom. And it's God's will for you to be in health circumstantially, that you can be in a place of blessing and fulfillment and satisfaction and enjoyment. He wants those things for us. We're told by the Apostle Paul in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But so many, even many Christians, walk around in the ragged clothes of defeat and despair when they should be able to hold their head higher, to walk in a firmer step, sure of the direction where they're headed, than any other people on earth. Now, that doesn't mean we won't have battles. Doesn't mean we won't have trials and troubles. We will. Jesus assured us of that. But it means we won't be the servant of those things. We will be able to rise above our circumstances in the power of Jesus Christ. You know, when we get to heaven, we won't have to worry about stuff like this. We will have arrived. But here, beloved, it's a battle, and when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? Do we have the faith? Are you able to respond in faith to the things I've been sharing? This isn't my opinion. It's not my ideology. It's what the Word of God says. And beloved, Paul had a secret. In Philippians, that epistle of joy, if you will, written in one of the world's most horrific prisons of his era, of his time. In chapter 2, he's teaching us to keep a humble spirit and a right attitude, both personally as well as toward others. He tells us that we should do nothing through strife or vainglory, and we're to have the same love, and we are to be in the same accord and of one mind. That's what where the blessings come also. Remember Psalm 133, when God's people are, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is as the precious ointment upon the head that went down the head, even to the beard, even to the skirts of Aaron's garments. That's the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit. And so, beloved, God desires unity, not just for the body of Christ, amen, He surely desires that. That was what part of His great high priestly prayer in John the 17th chapter. But He wants you in unity. He doesn't want your spirit man wanting to go one direction and your mind fighting, or your body, the lust of the flesh, carnality, pulling you. You know, the only thing you're going to be is miserable. You will be definitely torn apart. And God wants, you know, I think there's the, I don't know where it is the Psalms. Lord, unite my heart to fear thy name. In other words, bring all the aspects of our persons together so that we will live a life that will glorify God and also bring us great personal happiness and joy and satisfaction. So, in summary, what can we say? Brother, sister, your thoughts will determine the kind of day you'll have tomorrow. Your thoughts will determine what you do for God today and tomorrow. And you are either limited or you are as free as the eagle that soars by your thoughts. There's no limit, right? Ask anything that you desire, it will be done in my name. All things are possible. to him that believeth. I mean, what a promise is that? We can't get our heads around that. And all possession of God's real and glorious blessings is open to each of us as we hear and accept in our mind that which God has promised. Hear this familiar passage Paul declares in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. David said, I have not departed from thine ordinances, for thou hast taught me. Yea, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And then in Psalm 119, there's so many references there, verses 102, 103, 104, I won't take the time to read, but through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Well, in the few moments that remain, let's ask God for the help that we need to be able to do this. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, all those who are agreeing with me, and Lord, you see how unruly our thoughts can be. Lord, our thoughts are like the wind. They go to and fro. They blow around. And there's so many distractions and things that vie for our attention in our lives, in the times in which we're living, that it's hard to concentrate and stay focused. Father, you have a plan for every listener. You have a purpose. You have a design and destiny for their lives. I pray that their eye may be single so that their whole body may be full of light. I rebuke double-mindedness. I rebuke doubt and fear in all of its forms. I pray, Lord, that we shall allow you to order our thoughts according to the word of God. I pray, Lord, we will be able to operate in the mind of Christ, that mind which is filled with righteousness, with godliness, with the fruit of the Spirit. Father, I release that. I bind every work of the enemy to the contrary, and I release real transformation and change. And Father, that you alone will get the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise God. Well, I don't know about you, beloved, but today is the first day of the rest of your life. Amen. And our tomorrows are in his hands, and they will be glorious as we follow and meditate upon his word. We'll be like trees planted by living water. Amen. Bringing forth fruit in our season. I love you. I hope you can feel the love and care and the concern I have for you. I invite you to write, share your needs, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.